好，弟兄姐妹平安。那我们开始今天的敬拜。在开始之前，给大家读一段经文，在以赛亚书第九章第六节到第七节。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。让我们一起来唱第一首诗歌，把荣耀归于我们的真神，荣耀归于真神。
神他成就大事，为爱使人生子赐下独生子，献上他生命为人赎罪受害，永生门已打开，人人可进来。赞美主，赞美主，全体聆听主声。赞美主，赞美主，万民快乐欢欣。起来，接生子耶稣来到父前，荣耀归主，他已成就大事功。救主流宝血和灯全被救恩，真神应许赐给凡信他的人。罪人终之罪愧，若真心相信，一心靠主，就必得赦罪之恩。赞美主，赞美主，全体聆听主声。赞美主，赞美主，万民快乐欢喜。起来，接生子耶稣来到父前，荣耀归主，他已成就大事功。父神启示真理，他成就大事，接生子耶稣，我们欢欣无比。将来见主面，我们必更惊讶，何等奇妙改变，更纯洁无瑕。赞美主，赞美主，全体聆听主声。赞美主，赞美主，万民快乐欢喜。起来，接生子耶稣来到父前，荣耀归主，他已成就大事功。
谢主，那我们一起来做个祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你把我们带到这里来敬拜你，真的是感谢你赐给我们这个永恒的信心，让我们能够信靠你，仰望你，直到我们永生的盼望，直到我们罪已得赦免。真的是像诗歌唱到的，罪人中的罪魁都不赦免，主的就是我们。求你继续的保守我们，看顾我们，真的是让我们信心不跌倒，让我们视角在跟随你的道路上，真的是坚定的走下去。求你看顾我们今天的聚会，交在你的手里。我们在家里敬拜你的，我们在现场敬拜你的，主，我们把这一切都讲，所有的会众都交在你的手中。求你看顾保守，求你的话语真的是今天临到我们，让我们能够得有所得着。感谢主，赞美，赞美你！祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。来唱第二首诗歌，你的话，思考神的话语，将他的话深藏在我们的心，每天都能够思考他的话语，你的话。
我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你， 免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我爱你生命，做我脚前的灯，做我路上的光。天地将要过去，你的话却长存。天地将毁坏，你的话却长新。我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你，免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我爱你生命，做我脚前的灯，做我路上的光。天地将要过去，你的话却长存。天地将毁坏，你的话却长新。我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你，免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我爱你生命，做我脚前的灯，做我路上的光。
就是，那么接下来是祷告的时间，把时间交给Abraham弟兄。
支持有小声祷告。亲爱的主，我们来到你面前，就今天你的孩子来到你的圣殿当中，就来到你面前，就我们要向你说，就我们的心肠和肉体有向永生的神话，主啊，在你的居所是何等的可爱，主啊，在你的居所，主麻雀为自己长着房屋，燕子为自己长着茂春子，主啊，你的儿女今天在一起聚集在你面前的时候，主啊，我们实在是感谢你，主啊，你在让我们这些原本不配的人，今天在你的圣约下面，靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，主，我们可以来到你的面前，来到你的圣所，来向你来欢呼，来向你敬拜，来向你献上我们的赞美。主，我们实在是感谢你。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前的时候，主啊，求你再一次圣灵再一次把我们带到主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血的画面当中带到主耶稣基督在客西马尼园中向神祷告的光景当中，所以更带到主耶稣基督复活以后向门徒显现的光景当中，主啊，今天让我们更明白，主，我们原本何等的犯罪得罪神，但是因着主耶稣基督的宝血，今天我们得成为义，在神面前成为一个义人，不是因着我们的功劳，而是主耶稣基督的牺牲，而是主耶稣基督极大的救赎，主啊，因着这样的看见，主，就不愿意再做我们原本的，就不愿意再做一个活在我们肉体当中的，就不愿意做一个我们愿意只是活在自己的心思意念当中的，主啊，乃是我们愿意自己把自己放在你的手中，主啊，让你的心意能够成就在我们身上，主啊，你在这里建立教会，让你的儿女在这里有一个属灵的家，主，我们相信你有美好的意愿， 美好的心意在我们众兄姐妹身上，在我们身上要有做成这样的工作，借着这个教会，借着我们在一起的聚集，弟兄姐妹的交通，你话语的宣讲，主啊，你要在我们在事工上的服事，借着传福音，主啊，你在我们身上要做成那极大的工作，主啊，把我们这些原本不配的人，主能够带到你的面前，不光是带到你的面前，也训练我们成你的门徒，主啊，也让我们最终能够磨成你的样式，主啊，我们实在是想到这些，我们就心里满了敬畏，我们真不知道我们这样不配的人如何能够成就这样，但是主，我们知道你的大能，你的热心要成就这件事情，亲爱的主，就让我们的心思能够来跟上你的心思，就让我们的思想情感意志能够降服在你的意愿下面，主啊，把我们自己仰望在你的手中，挪去我们心中各样的骄傲，挪去我们心中各样的顽梗，主啊，能挪去我们生命当中为我们自己保留的东西，主啊，让我们在你面前完全的赤露敞开，被你来改变，主也挪去我们心思当中虚晃的意念，主啊，我们自己看自己真是虚晃的来看自己的光景，主啊，把你的真实放在我们里面，让我们看到属灵当中我们的光景，就愿意来被你的爱所摸着，也被你的公义和被你的真实来摸着，就我们可以来真是按你的心意来被你所塑造，主啊，帮助我们众弟兄姐妹，亲爱的主啊，还直接把我们这个教会交在你的手中，主把前面的各样的事工各样的安排也都交在你的手中，我们继续为疫情接下去教会各样的安排在你的手中来向你祷告，主啊，你带领我们众弟兄姐妹在整个接下去学校开放各样的光景当中，主啊，我们教会怎么样来按你的心意来安排各样的事工恢复各样的实体聚会，主求你按你圣善的旨意来带领众弟兄姐妹，带领我们教会的同工，主啊，把我们教会接下去敬拜我们的服事我们各样的事工都交在你的手中，求你圣神带领我们，亲爱的主，还直接把我们把我们弟兄姐妹在你面前，主就是一个愿意服事你的心交在你手中，主啊，把我们手中所做的工作无论是大是小，主让我们有忠心在你面前，亲爱的主，孩子也为我们众弟兄姐妹的需要交在你的手中，主啊，把身体有软弱的，主求你施恩典，生命当中有难处的，主你加力量带领我们，主孩子也特别把接下去学校恢复开学，主弟兄姐妹所要做的决定，我孩子在新的一个学期当中，主蒙你的保守看顾，交在你的手中。主啊，求你真是让我们父母有一颗依靠你的心，有一颗在你里面能够得享你平安的心，主啊，也保守我们的孩子在你面前，更是保守我们的孩子在这样特别的光景当中更能够真实来学习认识你，主啊，知道你是那一位主宰一切的主啊，也帮助我们在你面前能够虽然经过各样的光景，主啊，让我们经历，我们经过流泪，能够到达西安这样的光景。主啊，求你帮助我们，恩待我们。孩子把今天的聚会仰望在你的手中。主啊，孩子把所有的弟兄姐妹线上的在场的都一一仰望在你的手中。主啊，你监察我们的心。主啊，让我们这是用着心灵诚实来敬拜你，把我们的赞美放到你面前。主啊，求你我们心里或者是无法表达的这种感激之情。主啊，也求你圣灵来替我们来把这样的感激带到你的面前，让你的心得到喜悦，让你的名在这个地方得着高举，在所有聚会的众儿女心中得着高举，吸引我们的心来归向你，而这样感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。那请坐。
我们每周我们都来到神的殿中，我们周日来敬拜我们的主，我们来赞美我们的主，同时我们也来思考我们自己的罪是多么的真的是配得这个恩典，但是神的恩典是白白的临到了我们，让我们时时刻刻都能够纪念这个我们不配得到的恩典，是白白得来的恩典，是救赎的恩典，是神是爱子耶稣基督在十字架上留下宝血换回来的，是让我们能够时时刻刻纪念，来信靠，来仰望我们的神，主，一起来唱， 今天第三首诗歌《救赎的恩典》。
每当我拿起这笔，我纪念你，亲爱耶稣，十架上你换回我生命，使我回到天父面前。每当我拿起这杯，我感谢你，我的耶稣，你宝血洗净我的罪，使我永远与罪隔离。谢谢你为我死在十架上，破碎的生命得以完全，我感恩，我敬拜，得医治，得自由，都因你那救赎的恩典。每当我拿起这笔，我纪念你，亲爱耶稣，十架上你换回我生命，使我回到天父面前。每当我拿起这杯，我感谢你，我的耶稣，你宝血洗净我的罪，使我永远与罪隔离。谢谢你为我死在十架上，破碎的生命得以完全，我感恩，我敬拜，得医治，得自由，都因你那救赎的恩典。
谢谢你，
谢谢你为我死在十架上，破碎的生命得以完全，我感恩，我敬拜，得医治，得自由，都因你那救赎的恩典。
接下来是主日信息的时间，时间交给
神。我们在这个主日的清晨，我们还是一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this morning we'll continue to study the Word of God.
我们大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以一起来读《约翰福音》第二章，我们从第十三节读到第二十二节。
So today's scripture is the Book of John, chapter 2, verse 13 to 22, and you can see on the screen. We'll read together.
我们现在我们可以一起看到约翰福音二章，我们从十三节读到二十二节。十三节起，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里，耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我付的店当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记得说，我为你的店心里焦急，如同火烧。因此犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还嫌什么神迹给我们看呢？耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。犹太人便说， 这个殿是46年才建成的，你3日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。感谢神，我们经文读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, you gave us your word through the Bible.
愿圣灵带领我们来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
So may the Holy Spirit lead us and help us to study and understand the word of God.
愿神加添我们的信心，加添我们的力量，使我们可以按遵行神的话语去行。
So may the Holy Spirit also give us this faith and strength so we can walk and act in the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
To pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
圣经记载，主耶稣基督一共有2次洁净圣殿。
And the Bible record that there's twice that Jesus Christ actually cleansing the Holy Temple.
那么在我们刚才所读到的约翰福音二章呢，这是圣经记载的主耶稣第一次洁净圣殿。
And the way the book we just read, scripture we just read in the book of John chapter 2 is the first time that Jesus cleaned up the Holy Temple.
那么在约翰福音记载耶稣洁净圣殿之前，约翰福音记载了耶稣行的第一个神迹。
And before that, and the book of John record the first miracle that God, Jesus performed.
我们大家还记得耶稣行的第一个神迹是什么吗？
And you remember what's the first miracle that Jesus performed?
在迦拿婚宴上面让水变酒。
Of course, in the Cana, in the wedding feast, Jesus turned water into wine.
也就是说本来这个婚礼的宴席就是因为没有酒已经没有了欢乐，然后宾客们都非常的郁闷。
And of course that happened when the wine ran out in the wedding feast, so this wedding feast getting like not very good, and the guests probably very disappointed.
最终耶稣行了一个神迹，让这个婚宴上面又充满了欢笑，因为他们有美酒供应他们。
And then Jesus performed a miracle, so that it turned this wedding into a joyful event again, because they have a beautiful wine to be served.
那么接下来呢，圣灵就感动使徒约翰，接下来紧接着记载了耶稣行了这样的一件事情，就是洁净圣殿。
And then the Holy Spirit and revealed to John, and John immediately record this event.
那么这样的一件事情发生之后，好像本来在那里就是欢欢喜喜做买卖的人，哎，到后面可能心里充满了这样的委屈甚至愤怒。
And this event is just like opposite of the first miracle. First, the every people is like peaceful with joy doing all those marketing stuff. And then in the end, the people probably got upset.
在这里，就是让我们在两个很强烈对比的事件当中，一下看到耶稣是这样的，让郁闷的人能够重新欢笑，重新满足。一方面看到耶稣这样，但另外一方面又看到耶稣是这样的愤怒的耶稣。
And in these two events, it's kind of form a big contrast. On one event, that God turned those very disappointing feasting into a joyful event, and on another event, God Jesus actually become a very angry person.
所以，当我们来思想圣经的话语的时候，我们就知道，耶稣是一个单单活在神眼前的这样的一位。
So when we think about those two events and think we realize that God, Jesus himself, he only lives in front of God.
那么耶稣他自己也说过，他所说的一切话，他所做的一切事情都是从父那里领受的，或者是都是父吩咐他所做的。
And also Jesus himself said, all he did is what that God commanded to him.
这世人对耶稣的看法, 事实上, 有的时候会看到, 啊, 耶稣是, 是慈爱的, 把水变成酒。
And so in people view of Jesus, they will see sometimes see Jesus is a very loving person and he turned the wine into the turned the water into wine to help them.
那有些人看耶稣, 哇, 他是一个非常容易发怒的人。
Or someone will see Jesus will be very easy to angry.
哇,
and it's very terrifying when he got angry.
但事实上所有这些人对耶稣的想法, 是不是能够影响到耶稣他做决定, 他要做什么, 说什么呢?
But whether all those people's view of him, whether will it have an influence in terms of what Jesus had to do?
啊, 其实不是这样。
Of course it's not.
耶稣他自己说, 他所做的一切都是遵行天父上帝的。
And Jesus himself said all he did is follow the will of God.
我们现在我们可以思想, 有这样的两幅画面摆在我们的眼前。
And for this event, we can think about this two pictures or two paintings in front of us.
就像耶稣来到这个圣殿之前是怎样的一个画面呢? 就是人们在那里做买卖, 和谐, 和气生财, 然后好像看上去是井井有条。
And let's think about the first picture or first painting there in the temple, of that temple before Jesus came. And if you think about his temple, it's like a very harmony. Everybody is doing their own business and make money, and everyone's happy.
然后这个牛羊呢, 也都关得好好的, 鸽子呢, 也都在笼子里面,
and also,
银钱都在桌子上啊, 这样很有规则放着去换。
And you can see the painting shows that ox or sheep are held in their place, and the doves in the net, and the money is on the table, and everything is in order.
这是一样的, 这是一幅画面。
And this is one picture, one painting.
啊, 这让我想起我们华人有一幅很出名的画, 清明上河图。
And I'm thinking about in Chinese culture, there's a very, very famous painting called the Memorial Day, Get on the River.
然后你看它很祥和是不是? 人们在那里做生意啊, 互相问候啊。 哇, 里面很多的人, 我们很祥和, 很祥和啊, 就是其乐融融, 和平, 相处的样子。
And that painting actually painted a very peaceful harmony event, and there's lots of people doing business and agreeing with, greeting with each other. It's just a peaceful event.
然后我们再看, 这还有另外一幅画面。
And then we think about that event, we just read another picture, another painting.
这幅画面就是, 哇, 这地上都是洒落的这些银钱。
And the other painting is the afterward. And we can see the temple that money is scattered around the ground.
然后, 哎呀, 桌椅板凳也打翻了, 破碎了, 牛羊到处在那乱叫乱跑。
And the table is turned over and scattered and broken. And also the ox and the sheep is running around.
然后人们, 还在那里,哎呀,就是到处跑,然后有一个年轻人,就是看上去很疯狂的样子,拿着鞭子去抽赶这些人。
And the people is running around, and this young man is seems very angry and with a whip to drove those people out of him.
这样是也是一幅画面。
And this is another painting in the picture.
那我们可以试想想,当我们看到这两幅画面的时候,我们更喜欢哪一幅画面?
So let's think about if we see these two paintings, which painting we like it more?
第一个,对啊,就是,我非常的感谢神,就是神给我们有审美的能力。
And I think probably we will enjoy the first painting, because I thank God that God gave us this ability or gift of just enjoy the beauty.
我仔细思想,这真的是上帝给我们一个非常非常好的礼物,我们可以欣赏美,然后我们可以从这些美的事情上面得到满足,得到享受,这是人的一个特权。
I think the ability that God gave us to enjoy the beauty is a privilege that God gave to us. God gave this to us so we can really enjoy and the beauty, and from that we can feel satisfaction or content.
当然了，你说其他的被造物可能也有这个能力哈，就是听到不同的音乐，看到不同的画面，可能他们也有不同的感受。
Maybe other creatures have this type of ability. They hear different music or sing. They have different feelings.
但是我觉得这跟我们人对美的欣赏、美的感受是完全是不同的。
But I'm sure that it's quite different from a human's ability to enjoy the beauty. A beautiful thing. It's different.
所以有时候，哎，我们为什么看到一样东西，他们觉得，哎呀，好美啊，好享受？其实这，其实跟我们心底有一个呼应，有一个呼唤，可以引发出我们心里到底在充满什么，到底在想。
So, when we see this beauty and when we enjoy this, this actually like echoes something deep in our heart, what we desire for.
所以一个人他认为什么是哎呀美的，什么是丑的，其实是反映出这个人他内心很多的东西。
So if a person sees what kind is beautiful or what kind of things is ugly, it's kind of echo or reflect what inside deep in his or her heart, what he.
我以前看过一个小故事哈，就是一个印第安人跟他的朋友走在这个纽约的大街上面。
And one time I read a story, an Indian and his friend, they walk on the street of New York.
哇，那个时候纽约那大街上啊，车水马龙，非常的繁华。
Of course, New York street is very crowded, and all the cars and a lot of people.
然后这个印第安人走着走着，就突然对他的朋友说：“他说，哎，你听，这个有知了的声音，哎呀，真美好。”
And then, while they walk on the street, this Indian person said to his friend, "He said, 'Hey, listen, there is a cicada, is a cricket there. It's beautiful.'"
后来他的朋友感到非常的震惊，就说：“你在这样的环境当中，你怎么有可能听到知了的声音呢？那么多的行人，那么嘈杂，那么多车啊！”
And his New York friend is very shocked. He said, "In such an environment, such so many noise around their car, how can you hear the cricket?" Song of a cicada.
然后这个印第安说，那当然可以啊。他说不信我给你演示一下。
And this Indian guy said, "Of course you can. And let me show you something."
然后他就掏出一块硬币，噔就丢在地上。
And he pick out a one coin and then throw it on the ground.
然后他发现，哎。周围那行人都停下来了，都在往地上看。
And just he find then suddenly that the people walk around, they all stop, they're looking around.
哎，当然了，这个故事是发在很久以前啊。
Of course, that story happened a long time ago.
但在那个时候，确实丢一个硬币丢在地上，当时他确实就看哇，周围这些纽约人啊，繁忙纽约，哎，都停下，都在地上找。
Of course, at that time, a silver coin is.When they threw on the ground, and New York actually stopped to look around.
然后这个印第安说：“你看，这个声音也不很大，也不是很大呀。哎，他们都听到了。”
And so this Indian just said to his New York friend, "Here, look, this sound is not that very big, but every people around all hear that."
这就像知了的声音，就是在我在我的家乡，哇，那是美妙的声音。非常非常的喜欢，我非常非常的熟悉。
And he basically said, "The sound of a cicada is just the sound of at my hometown, and I'm very familiar with. I'm very like, enjoy those type of sound."
我心里其实是都一直在思念这样的声音。我突然听到了，我感觉哎呀，好开心，这里都可以听到这样的。
So I miss this type of sound a lot. So when I hear this sound of a cicada, so I hear it.
但是对于你们纽约人来说，你们一直思念的就是个硬币的声音。
And for you New York, you think about this, you think about the sound of silver coin, so you hear the sound of a silver coin.
对，你看，哎呀，那么嘈杂的环境，这么小声，你们也一样就发现，很快就发现了。
So if you look at us, even that such a crowd environment, such a so many noise, and this little sound of a silver coin, everyone hear that.
所以这是其实一个人的审美啊，反映出他内心很多很多的东西出来。
So a person's ability of how he enjoys the beauty and beautiful things is reflect a lot of things of his or her heart.
今天有些人审美，他就说：“哎呀，我这件衣服上要有这几个牌子，那就是美了。”
And today, some people think if my clothing have this several brand.And then my clothing is beautiful.
当然有些人根本不在乎这些，但是他觉得，哎呀，这个衣服我穿在身上要合适我。
And maybe some people don't care about what the brand is, they just want that clothes be fit to his or her body.
我们一开始提到两处画面，一个就是在圣殿做买卖的画面，一个就是一个乱七八糟、乱成一团糟的被耶稣弄成的那个样子的那个画面。刚才一开始提到这样两幅画。
And in the beginning, we just mentioned these two paintings. We imagined these two paintings. One is the temple before Jesus comes there, peacefully in harmony, all those merchandise business. And the other is there when Jesus comes and got everything destroyed in chaos.
所以诚实的说，我们都喜欢看到一个和平祥和的一个画面。
Yeah, honestly, probably a lot of people will enjoy those kind of peaceful harmony type of painting picture.
但是我有时候在思想，上帝他也在看，对不对？他也在查看。
But sometimes I'm thinking about God is also looking at these two paintings.
上帝也看到两幅画面，一幅就是在圣殿做买卖的，这个看上去好像和谐啊，这个大家都和平相处啊一个画面。另外一面，上帝也看到了有一个年轻人像个疯子一样，把这个圣殿弄得一团糟。上帝也看到这样的一个画面。
And I think God also sees these two paintings. One is that the painting of a temple that everyone's peacefully doing all the business and exchange money everything. And another painting that a young man actually almost like crazily destroyed everything, making the holy temple a chaotic place.
那上帝看这个画面的时候，可能跟我们，因为这是神的家，对不对？圣殿是神的家，这上帝说这是我的地盘呢。
And basically, I think if we remember that a temple is a God's place, God's house, and basically God think about, oh, this is my place.
那我思想一下，这个圣殿的真正的主人看到这两幅画面，他更喜欢看哪一幅呢
？So.If we think about it, it's the true owner of this temple, God. When you look at this two painting, he like which one?
哪一幅？
Which painting that God would prefer?
那我们有应该说洁净圣殿。
Yeah, someone mentioned that's of course the second one.
我想上帝可能。一直在盼着，一直在等着这个画面的出现，有人过来把这个圣殿洁净一下。
And maybe God has been waiting for and somebody can come to clean up this temple.
所以，我们基督徒要以耶稣基督的心为心，或者要以神的心为心。
So, a Christian, we need have the mind of Jesus and mind of God.
我们有时候思想，哇，上帝到底看什么是美的呢？上帝到底看什么是丑
？So we want to think about what God in God's sight is beautiful, what in God's sight is ugly.
我们首先还是要说明一下哈，就是为什么他们这些人会在圣殿做买卖
？And let's first kind of explain a little bit why the people doing merchandise in the temple.
其实我们一开始就提到了圣经记载主耶稣是两次洁净圣殿第一次就是在约翰福音二章记载就主耶稣刚刚开始传福音不久
And in the beginning we mentioned that there's twice that Jesus cleaned up the holy temple First time is that what the book of John recorded in the very beginning of Jesus started his mission
那么 第二处耶稣洁净圣殿是差不多三年后，耶稣基督回到耶路撒冷，要走向十字架的那个时候。
And the second time is actually almost like 3 years later, and at the time before he went to the cross.
那么那一次，耶稣再一次回到圣殿当中，这个圣殿已经被他洁净过一次了。
And at that time, the second time, he again go back to the temple and remember the temple. He once cleaned it up.
他看到了什么呢？耶稣看到什么
？And what he saw, what Jesus saw.
第二次来了，他看到跟第一次一样的情景，是不是
？And basically, what he saw is the first, the same thing he saw the first time.
也就是说，耶稣第一次洁净圣殿，在这些人心中没有产生。
And basically saying is the first time Jesus cleaned up the temple, it really doesn't have any effect on those people. And pretty soon, they resume the same practice.
所以到第二次耶稣洁净圣殿的时候，耶稣就没有再说，你们不要把我父的殿当作做买卖的地方，耶稣就没有再说这样的话了。
And the second time, actually, Jesus didn't say this word again. Basically, he said, don't use my father's house as a marketing place.
耶稣说什么？
What Jesus said at that time, second time, is
弟兄姊妹，你想，你说，那第一次耶稣就说这是祷告的殿啊，我父殿这样。那么，第二次耶稣说，你们把这里变成了什么？
And the second time, Jesus actually said that you turned this God's house become a thief's house.
这个话比第一次重，对不对？第一次说你们只是把这个地方变成做买卖的地方，没有讲你们在偷啊，没有讲你们在抢。
And so this second time, what Jesus said to them is much, much more serious about the first time, because the first time Jesus only said you turned God's house into a marketing place, but the second time.Jesus said, you turned God's house into a thief's house. Basically, Jesus accused them, they are stealing, they are robbed from God.
那么这两次洁净圣殿，其实我们看到共同的地方，有没有人给耶稣帮忙？
And also in these two events, we see something in common. Number one, is anyone help Jesus?
没有，这两次很可能他的门徒都在他身边，没有一个出手帮忙的。
And by the recording, we can see this two times. Maybe his disciple always have this twice, this two times, but no one actually helped him.
有没有人称赞耶稣？哎呀，你做的太好了，你做太对了。我们看着这一点，有没有人讲这话
？And is anyone actually there stand by praise him? Said, "Hey, you're doing right, and we are looking for this event."
没有啊。
No, I don't.
这其实也让我们看到。主耶稣在地上的日子，很多的时候是非常孤独的，没有人跟他同心，没有人跟他同心。
And so this also shows us in the life of Jesus when he is walk on earth, he's most lot of times very lonely, and no one walk with him, no one walk with him and walk with him.
那么，无论是当耶稣面对最可怕的征战，还是当耶稣最忧伤痛苦的时刻。他往往就是一个人去面对。
And most time when he faced the most serious struggle or he himself experienced most painful agony moment, he is alone. He was alone.
其实让我们看到，今天我们这些跟从耶稣的人，很多的时候也是这样的。
So this also reminds us today, as a follower of Christ, we some many times like this as well.
有时候我们是孤独的天路客。
So sometimes we are lonely, traveler, walking towards heaven.
我们不要有一个错误的幻想。哎呀，我一定有很多人支持我啊，我一定有很多人陪伴我。
And so we need remind ourselves, we don't want to have this delusion, think we will always lot of people support me and a lot of fans.
很多时候基督徒在世上的一生是非常孤独的，就像他们的主一样。
Many times the Christian life on this earth could be very lonely and just like their Lord.
所以就像耶稣说的，当世人都说你好的时候，你有祸了。
And just like Jesus said, woe to those who that everyone say you're good.
但是我在想，当耶稣孤独前行的时候，有一位在为他喝彩。
But I think when Jesus lonelyly walking around, there's a one actually cheered for him.
啊，或者这个词用的不准确哈，但是这个想表达的是什么呢？天上的父看到地上看起来孤独的耶稣，父的心是喜悦的。
Maybe the cheer that word may not be exactly good expression, but what I'm trying to say is that the Heavenly Father saw this lonely Jesus, and the Father's heart is well pleased.
所以当上帝看到他的圣殿里面充满了各样做生意的人，这个赚钱的人，但是这里还是有一位孤独的年轻人，在这与这一切在奋战的时候。
And so this Heavenly Father saw that everyone in the temple that doing their own business, but this young man, a lonely young man, actually fighting alone.
上帝心中感到欣慰，那这个欣慰呢，就是这一位年轻的人。
And God's heart is well pleased by this one young man.
为什么这些人要在圣殿做买卖
？So let's go back to why did they do business in the temple？
我们知道就是摩西给以色列人颁布的律法，就是以色列人去到圣殿当中呢，他们要交这个赎罪银。
And we know that Moses actually issued the law to Israelites, and when Israelites come to the temple, they have to offer the sin offering.
然后呢，他们要献上牛羊各样的祭物。
And they have to bring all those sacrifice animals.
必须是洁净的，没有任何的这个病症残疾，最好。
And all those animals has to be clean, and there's no any blemish.
当时的犹太人已经散布在很广阔的地方，所以有些人。很千里迢迢，比如说牵一头牛牵到圣殿来。
So remember, at that time, Israelites already scattered around like a big legion. So when they come to the temple, they might take an ox with them and go through a long journey and arrived in Jerusalem.
然后牵到圣殿来，发现那个祭司一检查一看，哎，这个牛不合格啊，它有病啊。他不能献祭啊。
And then when they bring this ox to the priest and the priest exam and said, okay, this ox actually is not meets the criteria for sacrifice because it's sick or some handicapped or something.
那这个献祭的人怎么办？
And then what he can do?
他不可能又回去又来。
He cannot go back, bring back and bring it again.
所以就是人们就想了一个办法，你可以直接在圣殿买。
So then they find a thing that you can actually buy at the temple.
所以就是说，圣殿他已经准备了很多的各样的牲畜，然后他说这个是合格的，你可以在这里买。
So the people, priests in the temple, they actually prepare a lot of animals, and they said that those animals are good, can be offered sacrifice. You can purchase from us.
大家可以思想一下，这个价格会怎样
？And what do you think about what the price that those priests will price those animals?
价格一定是很高，对不对？
And it must be very expensive.
因为当时在圣殿当中的那些祭司长文士，他们贪爱钱财呀。
Because at that time, those scribes and this priest and the temple serve at the temple, they are lover of money.
所以当耶稣说一个人不能又侍奉上帝又侍奉金钱的时候，那些祭司文士就嘲笑耶稣。
And so when Jesus said a person cannot serve God and serve the money again, and those priests and those scribes actually laughed at Jesus.
这些人就觉得，哎呀，这样的话真好笑，我们就是利用上帝来赚钱的人啊。
And they just say this type of saying is kind of laughable because we are the person actually we use God to earn money.
所以这就是在提摩太前书六章五节保罗说的，有些人是以金钱为得利的门。
So that's what the Paul in the Second Timothy mentioned. Some people as use the godliness as a way to earn money.
所以这些祭司文士就是这样的人，他说我们在圣殿服事，我们准备这些牛羊是为什么呢？是为了敬拜上帝，是为了向上帝献祭吗？
So those priests and scribes, basically, that's what they're doing when they in the temple, they prepare the animal, and what their purpose? Their purpose is for offer sacrifice to God.
这些人其实他们心里更爱的是钱，他们以这种形式来赚钱，以金钱会得利的。
In the appearance, that's what they prepare the animal for God. This seems a godly action, but they actually in their heart.They use this as a way to earn money.
所以兑换银钱也是这样，因为要奉献到圣殿里面的钱，就是不能用外邦人的钱，尤其是不能用当时罗马人的钱，上面因为他们上面有铜像的。
And also the money exchange is also the same way because at that time the outside money cannot be offered in the temple because the money has those kind of different type of image. Yeah.
然后当时的罗马帝国的人把这个钱币上的这个头像啊，就是凯撒这个头像啊，当作神来拜，把凯撒当作神来拜。
And at that time in the Roman Empire, that the money they have the Caesar's image on the money, so and the Caesar's they worship Caesar as a god.
所以这种钱是污秽的，不能献到圣殿，那就要换呐。
So those money are filthy, so it cannot be offered to the temple. So we have to exchange the money.
所以这又变成了当时那些贪爱钱财的祭司和文士牟利的工具，这是彼得后书二章三节谈到。
And then this is another way of those priests and scribes, a way to gain profit.
所以这就是为什么这些人一定要在圣殿的院子里面来做这些事情。
So that's why they have to in the yard of the temple do all those things.
他们其实可以在城外。或者一个离圣殿远的地方做这个事情，上帝并不支持这样，对不对
？And they actually can do this type of practice like in the outside of the city or something far away from the temple. God probably won't stop this type of practice.
为什么一定要在圣殿的院子里做这些事情呢
？Why they have to do it in the temple?
因为他们要赚这个钱，对不对
？And because they want to earn that money.
因为如果这个市场是在圣殿外面，那这个钱祭司文士就不是那么容易赚到了。
If this type of market that said like in a city somewhere far away from a temple, then the scribe and the priest they cannot earn this money.
因为祭司他们要在圣殿服事，对不对？他不能跑到市场外面去给人家检查牛羊收钱呢。这个就是太过分了，是不是？
Because the priest is supposed to serve at the temple, they cannot leave the temple to go somewhere to examine those animals.
最好来，都到圣殿院子里来。所以我有表面上好像服侍了神，那我又赚到了钱。
So that's why the priest basically said, "Okay, do all those in the temple." So in the appearance, I'm serving God. At the same time, I gain the profit.
然后又说的更好听一点，哎呀，我给你们的人带来很多的便利和方便啊。
And he maybe put a good spin, said, okay, in addition, I bring a lot of convenience for you guys.
所以当主耶稣看到这一切的时候，主耶稣感到极度的愤怒。
So when Jesus saw this, Jesus is very angry.
主耶稣不仅仅看到他眼前所看到这一幕，耶稣是看到人的心里面装的是。
Because Jesus not only sees what is in the appearance, but Jesus also sees what's in people's heart.
所以就耶稣就拿绳子周边把这些人全部赶走，桌子兑换银桌子推翻，牛羊全部赶。
So Jesus basically used a whip to turn drain people out of the temple and turn over the table and cast those animals.
就门徒看到他这个样子，门徒就想起圣经上所说的。为神的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
And when the disciples saw this and they remember what the Bible said, this I my heart is burning for the house of God.
然后耶稣自己说，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地。
And Jesus himself said, do not use my father's house as the merchant's place.
做买卖的人最在乎的是什么呢
？And what people in doing merchandise business, what they mainly concern of?
利益啊，赚钱啊
it's a profit.
对啊， 如果你不在乎赚钱，你可以不用去做买卖，你可以奉献啊，你可以做很多其他的事情。
If you're not considered a prophet, you probably don't do all those merchandise things.
就是华人说的一句话，在商就要演商嘛。
And basically, Chinese people has a saying said, if you're doing bad business, so your concern is about business.
你去股票市场去买股票交换。交换股票，这是非常正常的行为，对不对
？If you go to stock market, do stock market trading, that's a very normal practice.
但是就不要再加上一个冠冕堂皇的理由，你就是赚钱嘛。
And but don't try to spin this in some other reasons. Just make it clear you just want to make a profit.
那你做买卖 OK， 不要再圣殿。
And if you want to do a merchandise, it's fine, but don't at the temple. Don't do it at the temple.
上帝不是制止人去做买卖，上帝说不要在圣殿，不要以神的名义。
God did not want to stop people doing merchandise practice, but God just say don't do it in my name.
不要以金钱做牟利的途径，然后以一个信仰的外表，但是实是自己事实上还是要去赚钱，去贪爱钱财，不是爱上帝。
Do not use godly practice as a way to gain profit. Do not appear to be like a godless, but at the same time, you use it to make money.
耶稣的行为在人看来是非常疯狂。
Jesus' action is kind of very crazy in people's idea, in people's view.
如果人们看到耶稣在做什么，有些人可能会说：“哎呀，这在干什么呢？太可惜了，这洒在地上的，这都是钱呐。”
And when people, if you imagine some people saw what Jesus did, some people may say, oh, this is so pity. Look, all the money is scattered on the ground.
浪费了，这都是钱啊。
And it's all money that's kind of wasted here.
然后有些人看到耶稣就他可能就哎呀，耶稣你做的是对的，这个我承认。
And maybe some people see Jesus said, yeah, Jesus, what you did is right. I agree.
但是你应该用一个更文明的方法。
But you probably should do it in a more civilized way.
就是你 do right things, you have to do it in the right way.
做对的事情必须用对的方式来做。
你不要用这样的方式，这是野蛮的、粗鲁啊！这是强盗做的事情啊！
Don't do this in that manner because that's a very cruel, that's very uncivilized, barbaric way.
这只有那些无知的人，没有受过教育的人，那些野蛮没有开化的人才是这样。
And those are the only way that people do it is the people without, it's not very civilized and prototype people do.
像我们这些受过良好教育、这些高尚的人，不会去做这样的行为。
And people like us have a good education and honorable people, we won't do things in that way.
基督徒不会这样去做的。
And Christians shouldn't do.Like this.
基督徒是有爱的。
A Christian have a love.
很多时候基督徒忘记了基督是怎样的，真的。
And a lot of times Christians forgot what Christ looks like.
很多时候我们叫自己是基督徒，但是你问他基督是怎样的，很多时候他忘记了。
And a lot of times we call ourselves a Christian, and if you ask what Christ looks like, and we forgot.
我们今天头脑中对基督徒有一个这样的一个画面，就是哎呀，文明、礼貌，待人和蔼，哦，对不对
？Yeah, and today we have this like stereotype. Christian is civilized, is very polite and kind to people.
一个最基本的一条，基督徒你要是一个守法公民的。
And the very basic is Christian, you should be a law-abiding citizen.
然后前段时间我看了一个漫画，就是一个年轻人呐、啊，指着十字架上的耶稣，他讲这样的一句话。
And a couple of days ago, I see a cartoon, and in the cartoon, a young man point to Jesus on the cross, and there's a caption of this cartoon.
然后当然，这个年轻人的装扮呢，就是现在这个年轻人的装扮呢 ，T 恤啊，牛仔裤啊，就是现代青年的。
And this young man actually in the cartoon is just wear this like modern clothes, like t-shirts and jeans.
那指着耶稣就说：“你就应该守法。”
At any point, Jesus said, you have to be law-abiding person.
今天很多时候，我们忘记了耶稣是怎样的耶稣。
And today, a lot of times we forget what Jesus really looks like.
耶稣在圣殿的行为是非常在人看来是像疯子。
And what Jesus did in the temple, actually, a lot of people saw it, they're very crazy.
我们再看另外一处，也是神所喜悦的人，他做的一个在人看来非常疯狂的行为。
And let's look at another event that what the people did, and it's pleased God a lot, but people's view that very crazy action.
那我们一起来看到眼前的屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读出埃及记32:15-20.
And I want you to look at the screen. Let's read together Exodus chapter 32, verse 15-20.
出埃及记32:15起。摩西转身下山，手里拿着两块法板，这板是两面写的，这面那面都有字，是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在板上。约书亚一听见百姓呼喊的声音，就对摩西说，在营里有征战的声音。摩西说，这不是人打胜仗的声音，也不是人打败仗的声音，我所听见的乃是人歌唱的声音。摩西挨近营前，就看见牛犊，又看见人跳舞，便发烈怒，把两块板扔在山下摔碎了，又将他们所渡的牛犊用火焚烧，磨成粉碎，撒在水面上，叫以色列人喝。这里我们看到摩西的行为。
Here we see what Moses did.
在人看来，真的是很疯狂的行为。
And from people's view, it's really crazy actions.
他把那个黄金铸成的牛犊，他磨得粉碎，然后强逼这些人喝下去，对的水。
And use this calf made out of gold, and he ground it into powders.And then he put on water and forced people to drink that water.
喝这样水有生命危险的。
And just remember that there's it will be the endanger their life if they drink such a water.
然后在这之前，摩西做了一件在人看来更加疯狂的事，他把两块石板给摔碎了。
And before that, God Moses even did even crazy things. He broke this two piece of rock.
这不是普通的石板啊！刚才圣经讲得很清楚，神在上面写了字啊，这是神的工作呀。
It's not some like ordinary rock table. It's that God put word on that. It's the work of God.
摩西把上帝亲手写的石板就摔碎了。
And that basically God, Moses broke the things that God gave to him.
这是神的工作，就好像我们今天一个最伟大的画家给你。画了一幅画送给你
，because that the tab of rock is the works of God. Just like today, it's the greatest painter in this world, paint for you.
然后你把它撕碎了
，and then you tear it apart.
就像耶稣，他洁净圣殿，那个地方不是普通的地方啊。
And just like Jesus, he cleaned up the temple, and the temple is not.Some kind of ordinary place.
那是神的殿啊。
It's the house of God.
你怎么可以在神的殿去做这样看起来非常疯狂的事情，把神的殿搞得乱七八糟
？How can you do this like this type of crazy action that actually make the temple of God is basically a chaos?
摩西，你手上拿的两个石板不是普通的石板的。
Moses, what you hold on your hand is not like ordinary stuff.
那是神的工作，你怎么把神的工作就给
？It's works of God. How can you like break this work of God?
对，这个时候的摩西和圣殿里的耶稣，在人看来真的是非常非常的疯狂。
So this Moses at this moment and the Jesus in the temple in people's eye, they are very crazy.
但是很明显，他们疯狂都是因为一个原因。
Obviously, there's a because they are crazy all. Both of the same reason.
他们为神的殿，他 他们为神的荣耀看到被人去亵渎，被人去玷污，他们极度的愤怒。
Because they see the glory of God, because see the God himself was profaned by people or insulted by people, they are very angry.
耶稣推倒那些兑换银钱的那些桌子，摩西把那个金牛犊给他磨碎，他们是在做什么呢？
And when Jesus turned over the money exchange table, and Moses and grounded the calf, golden made calf into powder, what they doing?
他们在拆毁这些人心中的偶像。
Because they are trying to tear down the idols in people's heart.
你不是喜欢这个桌子上的钱吗？
Do you love the money on the table? I turn it over.
你不是拜这个金牛犊吗？给它粉碎，磨得粉碎。
Do you worship this golden calf? I will ground it into powder.
从形式上看，他们在拆毁人心中的偶像，但是从实际上看，他们也在拆毁人真正心里的偶像。
And from the physical point of view, they tear down the physical idols of a people. And at the same time, they also tear down the idols in their heart.
他们心里的偶像是什么呢？所以就是地上的财富啊，地上的荣华。
So you can see the idols in their heart is the glories of the earthly glory or earthly possessions.
但是我们如果再思想的话，是他们心里的那种欲望，就是对地上的这些荣华财富的一种强烈的欲望，成为这些人去拜的偶像。
So if we think more deeply in their heart, is their desire, their strong desire to the earthly possessions, earthly profit. That desire become their idols, so they worship that.
今天这个世界有一个非常可怕的倾向，就是人们把这些欲望啊，把它正当化，甚至把它偶像化。
So today there's a very dangerous trend that people treat this type of desire and try to normalize it and try to idolize this type of desire.
简单的说，我就是要富有，这有什么错啊？
And I put it simple, that I just want to become rich. What's wrong with that?
贪婪，我说的这个贪婪就是贪恋世上的财富，这有什么错啊？
Have a strong desire of whatever the earthly wealth. What's wrong? Why?
我们整个社会就是建立在这个基础上的，每个人追求他最大的幸福，追求他最大他想要的东西，然后这个社会才发展呢。
And the whole society is built upon this. Everyone tried to pursue the greatest happiness and the greatest desire.That's what society is built upon, and that's what the society can develop.
上帝给我的权利啊，我就要有自己的私人飞机，我就要有自己的海岛。
And this is the God-given right to me, and I want my own personal jet, and I want my own personal island.
然后我们再加上一个很好听的属灵的理由，我是神的儿女。我要这些有什么错啊？
And,
上帝是我的父，我难道不值得拥有最好的吗？
And someone will put even spin with a more spiritual term, say, I'm a children of God, I'm a servant of God, what's wrong with I am?
今天这个世界是 我以前曾经看过一个电影啊，那个有就是那个不太记得名字，但是很有名的演员演那个电影，然后就他们都被关在牢里面。
And I remember one time I saw a movie, and I forgot the name of the movie. But basically, the scenes that they are in the prison.
然后就说啊，就有人跟他讲，就说哎呀，不要这么贪婪了，太过分了，这个样子。
And so in the movie that someone told this main character said, okay, don't be so covered, don't be so wanting so many things.
然后这个主角就感到很震惊，哎呦，我觉得这个词，我一直认为这个词在我们的国家不是一个很好的词吗
？And so, but this main character said, "Okay, this word, wanting more, is that a good word in our country?"
我们的国家，我们这个文化，我们这个最好的词啊，就是要贪婪的。
And this word in our country, in our country, I thought it's the best word, right? Everyone pursue the biggest things, biggest benefit of themselves.
所以呢，就是不仅仅是把金钱当偶像，地上的荣华富贵当偶像，今天可怕危险的倾向，就是把心中对这些东西的欲望当做了偶像，然后把它正当化，甚至有些人把圣经加以证明，这是真正的可怕。
And so today's danger is not only we idolize the actual money or properties or wealth. We actually idolize our desire for those things and make it normalized. Some, even worse, some people actually use the Bible to prove it.
我是神的儿女，那我又要最好。
And I'm a children of God, so I'll deserve the best.
我常常就想提醒这样的人。上帝的独生爱子耶稣他用了什么
And for those people I always remind that look at only begotten son of God and what he has
他不值得拥有最好
Did he not deserve for the best
上帝不爱耶稣吗
Does God do not love God, Jesus
上帝给耶稣给了什么
What God gave to Jesus
所以我们刚才看到疯狂摩西的行为耶稣的行为很多都在人看来非常的疯狂但是我们再来思想两幅画面
So we talk about the craziness and Moses and Jesus in people's view their actions are very crazy Then let's go back to these two paintings
一个就是像摩西耶稣这样疯狂的行为另外一个画面呢就是那些人在金牛犊下面吃喝玩耍快乐的享受
And let's look at one painting is the painting of craziness that Jesus and Moses, their crazy action. The other painting is that painting of a temple. They're doing business or they worship a drink in front of the golden calf.
上帝看到这两幅画面。
And when God looked at these two paintings,
上帝看到这两种人。
And God looked at these two kind of people.
在上帝的心中，上帝觉得这谁疯了？
And What do you think? God think which kind of people is actually crazy?
哪种人更疯狂?
Which kind of people is more crazy?
哪一种?
Which group of people?
都不知道吧。做买卖的，在金牛犊下吃喝玩耍的。
And I think God probably think the people is doing the business in the temple or those people eat, drink, enjoy it in the golden calf.
这些人疯了。
And God knew that those people are really crazy.
这些人在上帝的殿，在神的殿，外面祷告的殿做买卖，疯了他们。
And God think what they...You guys in my house and the house of a prayer, you guys doing merchandise.
上帝看那些在金牛犊下吃喝玩耍的人，疯了。
And God sees those people and eat and drink and enjoy themselves on the golden calf, and they think it's crazy.
一边在拜偶像，一边在做神最恨恶的人所做的事情，你们却在那里快活。
And you guys enjoy that in the practice of worship the false god and idols, that the things that got angry the most.
所以，前段时间我听到一首歌哈，这个歌里有一句歌词，一下就抓住我。
And a couple of days ago, I hear a song, and there's one verse actually kind of catch me.
这一句歌它这样唱的。他说：“物质的骗局，匆匆的蚂蚁。”
So this song says this material type of deceiveness is just like a ants running around.
哎，这个就是，这个中文很简洁哈，这个意思一下就表达出来了，就是这个。地球这些物质的东西啊，这个金钱呢，物质的东西，它是个骗局啊，把你骗了。
And so in Chinese, kind of pretty pretty simple. Basically, it's also material things. It's a deceitness, and it actually deceives
you. 然后人呢，就被这个骗局，被这个物质的骗局所骗了，人就成了什么？匆匆的蚂蚁。
And then under this deceitness, the human being is just like an ant running around.
然后咚咚咚咚咚，忙来忙去的，匆匆忙忙，然后要赚钱呢。掉到这个金钱的物质的骗局里面去。
And the ants just running around, very get themselves very busy, falls into the deceitness of this materialism.
啊，我不知道写下这句话的人是不是基督徒吧，但这个不重要。
I don't know if the one who wrote this psalm is a Christian. Of course, that's not important.
但是这句话真的就是值得我们去思想。这其实是圣经一再告诉我们，这地上的这些财富、这些东西不是可靠的。不要被这些东西欺骗了，不要被这些荣华所欺骗了，就像当时魔鬼要骗耶稣一样。
And basically, this saying actually makes us thinking that that's actually what Jesus, the Bible actually teaches us again and again, that also the wonders of this world is a, do not be deceived by this, just like the devil tried to tempt Jesus.
人是神，人是按神的形象造的人，你不是蚂蚁。不是赚钱的工具，不是物质的机器。
And people is a people. People created in the image of God. You are not a tool to making money, tool to make a profit. You are not some kind of things that driven by the materialism.
前两天我看到一个老牧师哈、写下他的一段经历，他感到非常的痛心，他真的是出离愤怒了。
And a couple of days ago, I see an old pastor. He wrote a something about her, his own experience, and he's very, very angry.
然后他去到一个很盛大的一个福音布道会的现场，哇，很多人去啊，那个人们带着欢笑的脸庞啊。
And that happened when he went to a very great, a big evangelical event. There's a lot of people attend that event.
然后这个老牧师说：“哎呀，我也去看看哈，这么大的这个福音布道会啊，这么有名的布道人来了，这么多人去。”
So he said, "Okay, because there's such a big event and so many people come, and such a famous preacher will come as well. So I want to go there to take a look."
哎呦，他一去到那里，那里到处都是这个标语啊，就是写在那个地方。哇，这些标语把这个老牧师气得不行了。
And they see when you went to this event, and they see a lot of they put a lot of signs and all those signs, and the pastor look at those signs, he's got very mad.
看一个 God trust you,
and the sign said 神相信你，
神相信你
，God trust you.
所以你更要相信你自己。
And so you need to trust yourself.
然后上帝需要你的爱，
and、
所以你要来爱上帝。
God needs your love, so you need to love God.
然后就是，上帝永远在那里等着你。
And God waiting for you always.
类似这样的标语很多很多啊。
And there's a lot of this type of sign.
但是呢，你如果让这个福音大会的这个主持人呢，或者是布道人去解释，我相信他可以解释的，逻辑上你看不出问题来。
Of course, those signs, if you let those organizers of this event or the pastor explain, I think they can explain in no problem in logic.
是啊，上帝是对你有信心啊，所以上帝不放弃你啊，上帝相信你有一天会信他呀，所以上帝直到现在都不放弃你啊，是上帝对你有信心啊。
And they can explain that, yes, God have a face on you and God trusts you because God trusts you one day you'll be saved, so God didn't give up to you today, so you know, gave you the opportunity today.
然后上帝是需要你的爱呀、因为圣经说你要来爱上帝啊。
And God do need your love because the Bible said you need to love God.
因为爱一定是相互的，对不对？
And love has to be mutual.
上帝有没有爱的需要？上帝有当然有爱的需要。上帝要人来爱他，上帝有这样的需要。
And God does have the need of the people to love him.
所以上帝需要你的爱啊。
So God needs your love.
后来那个老牧师看到这个，他简直是气得不行啊，简直气得不行。
And the pastor look at all those signs is very mad.
但是他没有把那些标语都撤掉。
Of course, he didn't tell that no sign.
不溜溜走。
And he left.
年纪太大
了。He's an old pastor.
相信今天没有几个人有勇气去到这种场合去撕掉这些吊人。
I think probably not many people have this courage today to go to those events to tell that no sign.
因为这是今天基督徒的悲剧啊。
And this is a tragedy for today's Christian.
不是神相信人，是人要相信神。
It's not God trusts people, and people need to trust God.
上帝不需要信心。
And God don't need a face.
这句话，为什么呢？因为上帝命立就立，说有就有，对不对？
Because God is the God says the things to be, and God ordains.Things to be exist.
上帝不需要去相信什么事情将来会发生，因为上帝命里就立，说有就有。
Because God don't need to have a face of what things going to happen in the future, because God says things to be, and God's ordained things will exist.
我们人需要信心，因为我们人不是命里就立，说有就有，对不对
？And way people need to have a face because we are not people that we can see something and make something happen.
所以我们要信上帝，我们绝对不能说上帝相信我。
And so we need to trust God. We cannot say that God trusts us.
我们不能说上帝需要我的爱，我要说我需要上帝的爱。
Cannot say that God need my love, but we need to say is I need God's love.
我们为什么不能说上帝需要我的爱呢？
Why we cannot say God need my love?
因为上帝不是缺乏的上帝。
Because God is not God of lack something.
上帝不是一个孤独的老人需要人去怜惜他。上帝不是这样的。
God is not a lonely old man and need some people have mercy upon him.
上帝是三位一体，圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣父，圣灵荣耀圣子。三位一体的上帝在这爱当中完全了，他没有一点点缺憾。
And God is a God of a Trinity God, and God loved the Son, and the Holy Spirit glorified the Son, Son of the God. In the Trinity love, God is a complete God. He doesn't lack anything.
我们今天人能够领受从上帝那的爱，是这种完美的爱的一个延伸到我们身上。
So today,
不是说上帝缺爱，上帝的爱太完美、太丰富了，延伸到我们这些被造物身上。
So today in our life, we can have a love is because this is the love actually is the extension from the perfect love of God. It's not something God lack of love, but rather the love we have is an extension of the perfect love of God to us.
但是今天很多很多的教会能落到这样的一个光景当中，把这样的大标语写的到处都是，然后这样的地方去的人最多了，人们喜欢。有这样的感觉啊、哦，上帝需要我，啊、哦，上帝对我都这么大的信心，需要这种感觉。
And but today this church actually fall into this type of trap and put those aside, give people feeling that I God needs and God trusts me, and people like this type of feeling and they go to those amen.
好，我来看一下，我给个面子去一下。
And because God need me, so I go there, take a look at.Just show my favoritism to you.
那么啊、有一天就是有一个姊妹就问我，哎呀，怎么现在就是有些牧者在教会里讲什么这种，什么庚子年呐、啊，六十年一轮回啊，大灾啊，还有这种这个什么美国是八十年呐、啊，现在有种说啊，八十年一个劫啊，什么就是这种就是什么算命啊，这个占星啊这些东西。
And so one day, sister asked me why some pastor actually the church say something about like in Chinese calendar every 60 years there's some things happen, or in U.S. calendar 80 years something happen. It basically, is some kind of sign telling this type of thing.
说这些有人听啊，都感兴趣啊！哇，以前不知道，哦，还有这么多哎好玩的神秘的事情。
And I'm thinking, well, because.People love to hear this type of things because this comes so mystery and interesting.
为什么很少有人讲，哎呀，赶紧要认罪悔改啊，你不要去管什么60年80年，赶紧认罪悔改，很少人讲这样，因为这个这样的话人听太多了。
I'm just wondering there's no, why there's no people saying that regardless 80 years, 60 years, why don't you just urgent to repent and trust God? Why don't say that? Because there's so many people saying this, people hear enough of it.
我们今天看到耶稣，看到摩西，在人的眼中看上去非常疯狂的行为。
So today we see Jesus and Moses, and they see their very crazy action. People sign.
那么来看圣经，其实主耶稣基督做的最疯狂的加引号的最疯狂的行为到底是什么
？And then let's look at finally, let's look at the Bible, see what Jesus said the most even crazy.Crazy thing is what?
我们一起来看到眼前的屏幕，我们一起来读圣经的经文，罗马书5:6-8.
Let's look at the book of Romans chapter 5:6-8 on the screen.
一起看到，一起来读罗马书6:7。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死。或是有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显。陈根发牧师写过一本书，叫做《疯狂的爱》。
And Pastor Chen actually wrote a book called Crazy Love.
耶稣在十字架上为罪人死，这是人无法想象的，可以在人，在我们的逻辑上看，这是最一件疯狂的事情。
And Jesus on the cross died for the sin, and in our logic, this is the most crazy thing that Jesus ever done.
我们为我们的亲人，为我们的孩子，为我们的父母，为我们家，为我们的朋友，或许我们会这样，为他死，为他死命。
Maybe for our parents, for our children, for our good friend.Maybe we can die for them.
但是耶稣呢，为罪人死。
But Jesus died for sinners.
罪人就是抵挡上帝的人，抵挡耶稣的人。
Sinner basically is those who against God, against Jesus.
陈安牧师说，上帝做的一件事情，他永远无法按自己人的逻辑能够理解。
And the pastor basically said that this thing.That God has done for people. People never be able to comprehend according to their own logic.
上帝居然把他的独生爱子赐给那些抵挡上帝的罪人，并且让他的独生爱子死在十字架。
And God even gave his only begotten son to those who sin against him, and even let him die on the cross for them.
陈安迪说：“当我看到我的女儿，她很多的女儿哈，我一个都不愿意给。”
And then this pastor said, "Okay, when I saw all my daughters, and he has a lot of daughters, he said, I probably don't want to give my life to any one of them."
我甚至想都不愿意去想，我的女儿被钉钉子钉手，被扎枪扎肋巴钉了。我想一想这个，我。
The pastor basically said, I think about my daughter. I kind of, none of them I would have gave them to die for somebody else. I even can hardly ever imagine give any one of them to die for some other people.
So he gave his book a name called 疯狂的爱. 上帝对人的爱是疯狂.
So therefore he put this name, he called this the name of his book called Crazy Love.
所以我们愿意从今天圣经的经文当中会看见，在人看来，耶稣那种看似疯狂的行为，其实，在神的心意当中是美好的。
So from today's passage, may we understand that in people's sight, that those crazy actions of Jesus Christ, in the sight of God, it's beautiful, it's pleased God.
那我们要真正来思想。在人看来，在人的逻辑当中，无法想象的爱，无法想象的一种疯狂的行为，上帝把他的独生爱子赐给那些一切信靠他的人，原本是罪人的人， 叫他们能够不至灭亡，反对。
Then we furthermore we think that the even crazier action in people's logic is that Jesus gave His only begotten Son to those trust in Him.
我们今天一开始谈到这个两幅画面，谈到人的这个审美，你看什么是美的，看到什么是丑。
Today we start with talk about two paintings, and we talk about how you look at one beautiful, the other ugly.
我想就想到我们常常唱的一首赞美诗歌叫《旧十字架》。
And I always think about this the song we sing often at dark time, it's called Blood Cross.
这其实这一个首诗歌一直在对我们描绘出一幅画面，但是在不同的人当中。完全是不同的感受。
And so this song always gave us a picture or a painting. That, but this painting would have a different view from different people.
那么在世人看来，这个十字架是羞辱的，是丑陋的。
And so in the world, this cross is shameful and it's suffering.
但是在那些信靠主耶稣基督的人来看，这个十字架是最美的。
But for those who trust in Jesus Christ, and this cross is the most beautiful sign.
啊，我们一起，我们把这首歌，我们把歌词读一遍哈，不要唱哈，我们读一遍。
So let's just read together about this song. We don't sing, but we just read.
就十字架一起，各个他山岭上。树立古旧十架，是羞辱与痛苦记号。神爱子主耶稣为我们被钉死，这十架是我最爱最宝。这古旧十字架被世人所轻视，我却以十架为宝贵。神爱子主耶稣舍弃天堂荣华，愿背负十架往。各个他十字架虽有血迹斑斑，我看他仍圣洁华美，因救主在十字架为我罪被钉死，我罪恶全赦免得称义。对这古旧十字架，我愿永远忠诚，甘受世人辱骂耻笑。救主快要再来，迎接我到天家，与救主共享永远荣耀。故我爱高举主十字架，愿将世上虚荣全放下。我一生要背负十字架，到那天可换公义冠冕。当我们来看这首诗歌，这其实一直在。说美与丑的问题。
And we look at this hymn, and this is telling the story of beauty and ugly.
在一些人心中，什么是美，什么是丑
？In people's heart, what is beautiful, what is ugly?
但是在另外一些人心中，可能正好反过来。
Maybe it's just opposite way other people.
愿神借着他的话语，让我们能够明白神的心意。愿圣灵借着神的道，让我们的生命能够重生，真正给我们有一个属天的生命。
May God use this word so we understand the word of God and we have truly have a heavenly life.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly our Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你居然如此疯狂地爱着我们。
We thank you, you love us with this craziness.
让我们这些本是与神为敌的罪人，不堪不配的罪人。
So for those of us, we're enemy of God.
让我们能够得着主耶稣基督。
That we can have Jesus Christ.
被主耶稣基督在十字架上流出的血所洁净
cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross
虽然我们有限的头脑有限的逻辑我们无法完全去理解这种看似疯狂的爱和 和逻辑的爱。
Even though we are not can fully comprehend this type of love of craziness with our own understanding and logic.
但是我们愿我们在这地上短暂的一生，我们永永远远要来歌颂这样的爱。
We pray that our life on this earth, in the temporal time, we can sing praise to this love.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
谢冯涛弟兄带给我们的信息，真是让我们时刻能够思考，主我们的神对我们这种疯狂的爱，让他的爱子主耶稣基督在十字架上受死，留下宝血来换回我们的生命。让我们来唱这首回应诗歌《救赎的恩典》。
每当我拿起这饼，我纪念你，亲爱耶稣，十架上你换回我生命，使我回到天父面前。每当我拿起这杯，我感谢你，我的耶稣，你宝血洗净我的罪，使我永远与罪隔离。谢谢你为我死在十架上，破碎的生命得以完全。我感恩，我敬拜，得意志的自由，都因你那救赎的恩典。
那我们接下来是报告的时间。看第一个报告事项，还是这个是一个上次也传出过的，教会主日敬拜将继续的。为联合崇拜的方式，并在线上同步进行，我们线下也有，线上也有，暂时没有婴儿看护，所以因为要保持社交距离，我们设定的聚会人数的上限是25人。如果弟兄姐妹想要参加实体聚会，可以三弟兄联系我们，可以尽快安排，更好的安排我们那个教会里那个座位的一些摆放。好，那我们。第二是我们请参加实体聚会的弟兄姐妹请佩戴口罩，如果没有口罩的话，教会会给大家提供，并且我每次教会结束之后都会做清洁消毒的工作，所以说我会尽量的把这个做到最好。